Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is my first confession in... I don't know how long. I've been listening to your sermons intently, Father, and they've inspired me to come to confession. And I've been sinning for so long. My sins? Greed, lust, and probably 100 other ones that I can't even remember. This past year has been a roller coaster of sin, and I don't know how to stop. It started when my husband left me after we had a threesome with another woman. I wallowed in self-pity and doubt, Father. I got drunk and high so many times. One stupid decision led to another, and I ended up going to a bar. I wanted someone, anyone, the nastiest guy I could get my hands on. So I ended up in this biker bar, and it was like sending a lamb to the slaughter. But I kinda liked getting killed. I ended up putting on a drunken show for all those men, stripping and dancing and grinding. It was like I'd finally been set free, and they loved me in that moment, Father. My show for them. The biggest, dirtiest looking man took me right there and then, Father. He fucked me in front of everyone. Oh God, I'm sorry, Father, but I loved it. No, there's more, Father. After that incident, I realized how much I'd been missing out on in my godforsaken marriage. I was so antsy and fried. I needed more of this incredibly dirty sex. And I went so far as to seduce my student. I know, Father, it was so good, but yes, awful, of course. I got fired from my teaching job, and I ended up working in an office. But the problem was, Father, I was given too much power over the employees, and I ended up threatening to fire people unless they let me ride their face. Needless to say, I got fired from that job, too. You okay, Father? You sound like you're struggling to breathe. Oh, okay. Yeah, there's more. So then I was unemployed, and I ended up pretty poor and incredibly horny, and I was just desperate for more filth. I was at my wit's end what to do with myself next. I took the bus home from another field interview, and I think word had spread about me by then. And oh God, I needed a pick-me-up so bad. So right there on the bus, I threatened a guy. I took a knife to him and I told him to wank for me. He loved it, Father, so much. He came everywhere. I had nothing from that point on, Father. No partner, no job, no money. I sat at home and daydreamed about sex all day long. One of my ex-employees called me, begging me for my pussy. I knew I shouldn't have, Father, but I did anyway. He came over and we had sex, and not only that, we recorded it too. Oh God, I loved how it felt to be on camera. And well, after that, one thing led to another, and I ended up on a webcam show in front of hundreds of men. And they watched as I played with myself, and they even watched as I rode some random guy with a paper bag on his head. I devoured all the phone sex chats they offered me. I made private audios for them to listen to when their girlfriends were sleeping. And then, Father, then I found a new website where I could record myself being a slut and assault people's ears with my dirty sounds. I discovered I can make thousands of men come while they listen to me spanking my pussy and fucking my face with a giant dildo. Yes, of course there's more, Father, don't worry. Let's see. I also went down on my stepbrother. I convinced a girl to fuck a guy in the ass. I had my mouth violated in a toilet glory hole. I cuckolded a guy with his father. And I made sperm lollipops so I could get a fix when no one was around. Yes, I think that's it. I might have been date raped once too, but don't worry, I liked it.